see, where were we? How about owls? Do they have any owls around here?
Yeah.
What kinds are there? Do you recall?
Is any just different?
Just owls.
Yeah.
Just plain. Okay.
Hoot owls. I think.
Okay. Now, how about the kind of whether it's a fish or not, but it has claws? I guess it isn't a fish.
Crab?
What'd you say? Crab?
Crab.
You call it anything else besides a crab? Any old words for that, or contemporary regional word, the words that you'd use around? Would you call it a crayfish, for example?
Crabfish?
Crabfish?
Yeah. That mentioned.
Okay. Now, suppose there's some things that get into the hen house at night and kill the hens, carry them off. What would you say? We've got some what? We've got to get rid of those that get into our hen house. We've got to get rid of those.
Do you call them by name? Foxes? Or?
All right, but what is any general term for fox and probably skunk or a coon or any of these things that would get in?
Marauders or maybe?
Would you ever call them varmints?
Yeah.
A varmint would be a what then? A fox? A skunk?
Well, no, that would include everything. Yeah.
Would it be a mouse that gets into the pantry? Would that be a varmint too?
No.
I'm going by my Ohio definition now. That's a varmint. Or perhaps a little bug that gets into the
varmints
kitchen.
Varmints usually meant bugs, mice, and things like that. Mm-hmm.
I think there's something going on in that word. Probably a change from a rural to an urban society. Something's happening to the word. It used to mean to most people foxes and things like that. Today it means bugs. Because we don't have foxes getting in it, I guess. How about squirrels? Any different kinds of squirrels around here? Okay. How about birds? You have remember the kind of bird that goes up to the tree and takes his bill.
Yeah, woodpeckers.
And the kind of amphibious thing in the swamp that goes like that.
Crabs?
Or
frogs?
Jump. All right. You ever hear or ever call them bull paddocks or anything like that? Bull patties? Bloody nouns or anything like that. No. Okay, these are words that are used elsewhere. How about a spring frog? Do you use that word? Does that mean anything to you? A spring frog?
No.
A peeper? Another kind of frog? Probably not. Okay. Now another animal or whatever these things are that looks about like a frog. Only there's a legend about him that he'll give you warts if you handle him. You ever hear that little tale about you pick up a and you get warts on your hand? Sometimes they call them tree. They jump like a frog. They look like a frog. There's a hop.
Toad.
Huh?
Toad.